The Mariners take on the Rangers, and Adrian Beltre, fresh off career hit number 3,000 on Sunday, gets some congratulations from Felix Hernandez, and Texas would start fast against King Felix.
Swing and a fly ball into center field. Runs out of room. Goodbye, baseball. Right up the middle, Carlos Gomez. A 3-0 lead. Here is Elvis Andrews. The next offer. Swing and a line drive base in into left field. Over to third. Chu going to be waved in. Up of the ball is Gamble. The throw to the plate. Not in time. And the Rangers now lead it 4-0. And the 1-0 to Danny. Swing and a ground ball base in into left field. Cruz will score from third. Seager to third. He's going to be waved in because the ball gets on by Drew Robinson and left all the way to the wall. So the Mariners have two in.
Martin represents a go-ahead run. Deep right center field. Base of the fence. Ty scores. Heredia touches up. Here's Martin digging for three. We got a new ball game at 4-4.
And the 2-2 pitch, swinging a drive into right field. Chu going back. It's over his head. On the track and off the wall. Gamble will score from third. Here comes Segura running third. The throw to second by Chu, and out at second is Robbie Cano. But two runs will score.
Cano's two-run single ends up being the difference. 6-4 Seattle is your final. The big news on Monday, Yu Darvish traded by the Rangers to the Dodgers for a package of three prospects headlined by Willie Calhoun. The win puts the Mariners back over the 500 mark at 54-53 for the year. Here's the manager, Scott Servais.
I think it's about a rocky start as we've seen Felix get off to in quite some time. He just, you know, didn't really have a whole lot tonight. I thought Carlos Ruiz did a great job kind of massaging him through to get to the sixth inning. He changed up his style a little bit, and he started executing some pitches. So nice of him to hang in there for us, and then our offense responding, getting back in the game. But the story of the game is really the bullpen tonight. Guys were outstanding. I think we had 8 punch outs. They're down the stretch. Phelps was lights out, and Eddie was very good as well. And the big inning is, Zibchinski getting the comebacker and then the punch out of Andrus. So a lot of guys chipping in. That game did not start out in great fashion, but I think it says a lot about our guys. We just keep chipping away. We've been down a bunch, here in games in the second half, and we found a way to get back into it, and then our bullpen has kept them there. So it allows us to complete the comeback. So nice way to start the road trip, a place that we have struggled to come back and win games. So it's a good way, good start. Hopefully continues tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Recognized to kind of keep Felix in that game?
Felix's fastball was really flat tonight. Didn't have much life to the fastball. So tried to mix in some more curveballs and sliders just to kind of keep him off balance a little bit. He wasn't going to fool anybody with the fastball, and it was pretty obvious they were squaring it up early. He just didn't really have much at all. So Mellon and Chooch got him back on track, and that's what it takes. You got to go to plan B sometimes and to try to extend the game and keep you in there, and that's what he did.
He's got the AB from Robbie at the end there against Claudio.
Yeah, they had bet before, Robbie had squared him up. Odor made the great backhand play, and, we were standing on the mound during a pitching change, and Robbie said, "Don't worry, Skip, bases loaded double, I got it later." There was a couple guys on, one bases loaded, but Robbie felt, he was feeling pretty good at the plate tonight, although Claudio has been very tough on us, especially our left-hand hitters. So big at bat, we needed it, he came through, and, we'll take it.
You mentioned Phelps, but that was pretty dominant.
Very, very. David was on it tonight. The curveball was really good, too. Used that, early in counts, and then, fastball had life up in the zone, good cutter. It was great to see, and having the ability to kind of extend him. He comes in to get a couple outs and put him back out there in a tie game because you don't know where it's going to go. So really valuable. And he's starting to fit in nicely, starting to get comfortable. Stuff is great. And when he commands it, it's really, really nice.
More positives from Martin? Just two games, I know, but good to see.
Yeah, Leonis played well again tonight. Good at bat against Hamels at the triple. He hit kind of in the corner. I thought it was going out. Just hit it to the deepest part of the park. So Leonis is, we talk about his high-energy personality. He's been much calmer. And I think trying to stay focused as much as anything. He knows, he got off to the rough start here early. He just wants to contribute, any way he can. And certainly he's got the skills, too. So hopefully we can keep him in a good spot. It is. We got a lot of road games ahead of us. Bring it on. That's the slogan. That's what we're gonna go with. And we did tonight. Our guys really responded. After being down early, it was great to see.
Down 4-0, there was still good energy in the dugout and everything like that.
Well, I'm not saying it was great, but I think with Cole Hamels out there, and we had the back-to-back doubles. Danny drives in two, and then we kind of they made the error. They made a few mistakes for us tonight, and we capitalized. And that's what you have to do. It's we've got some bigger hits. We had some good at-bats late. And starting to get on a nice little roll here. Confidence is up, and, you know, show up tomorrow and see what happens.
Robinson Cano finishes 1-for-5 with the game-winning two-run single. He's up to 70 RBIs on the year.
Well, I mean, I'm the kind of person that I'm always positive, and I say, you know, I tell the manager, when is everybody going to be with bases or I'm going to hit a double? But I came out short of the double.
Well, you hit it far enough to get the double. We won't mention Chu's great relay throw, by the way, but the pitch to that bat to hang in there against a really tough lefty coming at you from a tough angle. What kind of problems does he kind of present for you guys?
Well, he don't throw hard, but he's one of the toughest lefties, you know. His emotion and, you know, the way he pitched, and, I mean, he moved the ball pretty good, especially inside to lefties. I mean, you know, finally I got a hit against him.
You're down 4 in this game. You come back against Hamels, and you get 2 in the 9th off of Claudio there. Is it just a mentality with you guys that it doesn't really matter if you're down because you know you can come back?
Well, for us, it never really mattered, including myself. I mean, I'm always positive. I say, the game's not over until you make the last out, and, you know, energy, you can see in the dog. I was a little bit down earlier, but then, you know, the guys have done a great job, do the job with minimum bases, and, you know, that's us. That's us. Doing our job with minutes, scoring position, and do the little things.
All right, July is over. Are we ready for August and the challenges that this month presents for you guys?
Well, I love the big moment. You know, I mean, I love big situation, and I always say this, if you don't love the big situations, then you don't want to go to the playoffs. So that, you know, as a player, you have to love the big moment. I mean, this is when, you know, as a team, you have to go out there and get everything you got.
Felix Hernandez struggles in Monday's series opener. Hernandez goes 5 1/3 and allows 4 runs on 6 hits, including 2 round trippers.
Definitely, my mind. The first thing that came to my mind, just go to home plate and congratulate him. I mean, it's, what he did last night was unbelievable.
Thought you might be like going to
certified
or something. He took his mask.
No, I told Chub that I was going to say Duhal Beltre.
Did you think of that before the game or just in that moment?
No, I'm talking about yesterday. Yeah, I said, hey, don't be afraid. I'm going to go to home plate. I was like, no, you're not. I'm going to home plate and give a hug.
You seem to settle down and kind of focus after the first couple of innings. What kind of changed for you?
I was up the first 2 innings. I mean, Fausto was up, and then Odor get put a good swing, and Gomez put a good swing. As soon as I was down 4-0, I said, I'm just trying to make good pitches, keep it us in the game, and nice job by the bullpen, and we come back and win the game.
I mean, these guys have faced you. It looked like they were just hunting that fastball a lot. It looked like you had to go really to a lot of off-speed stuff.
Well, I have to look at my fastball first. It was, like, up in the middle. And yeah, I went to a lot of off-speed today. I went, you know, but it worked. So, whatever it takes.
How good was the bullpen behind you tonight?
It's unbelievable. I mean, they did a great job. Unbelievable job. That's why we win the game.
How big was it for you? I mean, keep it at 4, knowing that the offense can come back. You've seen it a lot this year with this offense.
Man, the offense is unbelievable. I mean, I was just trying to do my job, trying to keep us in the game. I mean, those boys said, we're gonna win this game, we're going to win this game, and just trying to make good pitches and keep it 4-0.
The Mariners continue their series in Arlington on Tuesday. Erasmo Ramirez, recently reacquired from the Rays, begins his second stint with Seattle.